This is something we've been discussing and working on since Wednesday in an effort to provide better safety for both our businesses, our citizens, and we certainly expect this to be followed going forward.
Mayor Grover Robinson issued the state of emergency declaration in response to a rapid increase of COVID-19 cases in the Pensacola area. It also ends his stance that wearing them should be up to individuals. The order is in accordance with State Surgeon General Scott Rivke's recent public health advisory.
Each business must post signage notifying individuals of the requirement to wear face coverings as provided by this order. There are several examples which we have here for you. No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. Any different types of ones that would be available for you to use in your business.
In a video statement on his Facebook page, the mayor reiterated that wearing a mask is not a sign of fear or selfishness or politics, but rather what he calls a sign of kindness and selflessness to protect others from getting sick. And there are some exemptions.
The order does not apply to children under 6 years of age. A person who has one or more medical conditions or disabilities that prevent wearing a face covering. This also applies to an individual who is obtaining a service involving their nose or face for which temporary removal of the face mask covering is necessary to perform the service.
Other exceptions include eating and drinking at public establishments, along with private homes and vehicles.
If you are riding with other people from outside your family unit, you may want a mask. But outside of that, if you're riding by yourself or anyone within your family, this certainly does not apply to vehicles. This also does not apply to state, federal, or county buildings or services like ECAT that operate within the city limits.
Some are taking the advice that face coverings can reduce the spread of COVID-19, while others see them as a government intrusion. Scott Shally, CEO of the Florida Retail Federation, says it's unfair to make store employees police the mask mandates, which vary greatly from one county to the next.
The mask issue in and of itself has shown itself to be very volatile. There's definitely for some people a political component to it, and we really don't think our sales associates who are on the front lines providing services to Floridians should be the ones to be in the middle of that battleground.
In his closing remarks on Facebook, Robinson outlined the bottom line.
We don't want to close any more businesses. This is not where we want to go, but clearly we have concerns with what we're going on with our health, and in order for us to effectively work and maintain opening, we need your compliance with these orders and so that we can continue moving forward.
More information is at cityofpensacola.com and on Mayor Grover Robinson's Facebook page. Meanwhile, the mask movement appears to be in limbo at the state level, with Governor Ron DeSantis continuing to stop short of ordering mandatory face coverings in public, as 15 other governors have already done.
The beginning of May, when we did phase one, advised all Floridians that if you can't socially distance, wear a mask, particularly if you're in businesses that are face-to-face that have close contact to protect yourself and others.
Speaking in Fort Myers on Friday, the governor urged Floridians to avoid what he and state health officials call the three C's.
Closed spaces with poor ventilation, crowded places with many people nearby, and close contact settings such as close-range conversations. If you're at a private home, no outdoor air, shoulder-to-shoulder, and then a lot of close contact touching or talking, you know, that is going to be a bigger risk for transmission.
Also on Friday, Florida joined Texas in reclosing bars as infections and hospitalizations from coronavirus spike in both states. And in case you're wondering, Florida's order affects the Florabama Lounge, where part of the restaurant is in Alabama, but the bar itself is over the line in the Sunshine State. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.